Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and lower down on the ballot were some key initiatives in states all over the country. Voters approved same-sex marriage in both Maryland and Maine. Recreational marijuana was approved in both Washington and Colorado. To go through those big ballot initiatives and some of the others around the country getting less attention, we have Jenny Bowser. She's a senior fellow at the National Conference of State Legislatures. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
So Maryland and Maine are really the big stories this morning, and I want to just make sure we hit it. For all the different kinds of sort of Defense of Marriage Act, kind of anti-gay marriage initiatives that there have been on ballots all over the country, and those have won in so many cases in recent years, this is the first time that any state, and there were two of them, approved a pro-gay marriage referenda at the ballot box. And in Maine's case, it was a reversal because they had previously gone to the ballot box and defeated it, right?
Yeah. So in Maine, back in 2009, the state legislature passed a bill legalizing same-sex marriage, and opponents qualified a what they call a people's veto on that bill that allows voters to weigh in. And voters rejected same-sex marriage just 3 years ago. And then this year, they have approved it, it looks like, by about 53%.
And on the other side of the coin, we have Minnesota, which is voting on an anti-gay marriage piece of legislation. How is that different, and what was the result there?
Well, so Minnesota's question is really the same question that we've seen on the ballot in 30-odd states over the last decade and a half. And what it says is, shall we insert into our state constitution a definition of marriage saying that it's between one man and one woman? So this has the effect of prohibiting same-sex marriage. And Minnesota voters appear to be rejecting that. It's got about a 48% yes vote right now.
And it's still being counted up. It's still too close to call.
Yeah. And Washington votes, by the way, are also still being counted. But it looks like Washington is going to go along with Maryland in approving a legalization of same-sex marriage passed by the legislature.
I think this makes it hard, if not impossible, for any future Republican presidential candidate to run on the plank that Romney did, which was in support of a marriages between one man and one woman constitutional amendment. Because you have so many states now where either state legislatures or the voters have enacted gay marriage that it would be such a massive overturning of the will of the states and the will of the people of some states that I don't see how anybody could run on that anymore.
Well, you know, you still have 30 states that have language in their constitutions with that definition of marriage as between one man and one woman, and that comes out of previous votes that we've had over the past decade and a half. But you know, this year's election results on this issue, I think, are really a watershed moment on this issue. It's really a 180-degree turn on the part of voters and their behavior on this issue.
Marijuana was on the ballot in three states, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. Recreational, not just medical use, was approved
right
in both Washington and Colorado. It looked like last night Oregon was going to block that measure. But what does this mean in Washington, Colorado? Will pot be regulated and sold in stores, essentially like alcohol?
Yeah, it will. So it's not going to happen today or tomorrow. There will be a state agency that issues licenses and things like that. And there will be state licensed stores set up in Washington. Colorado already has a pretty robust medical marijuana system in place, and we will now have legalized recreational use alongside this very robust medical marijuana program. One thing that still has to happen in Colorado, the measure here did not set up a tax on marijuana sales, but directed the legislature to do that. So when the legislature convenes in 2013, presumably they will take that issue up and create an excise tax for people that sell marijuana. And that would then have to go before voters, because in Colorado, we can't pass any tax or fee increase without a popular vote. So we have now legalized marijuana sales in Colorado, but we have not yet taxed them. That remains to be settled.
But isn't marijuana possession still illegal at the federal level, and doesn't that trump state law?
Yeah. So it is definitely still illegal under federal law, and the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution says that when state law and federal law are in conflict with one another, federal law prevails. So, you know, we have now 18 states plus the District of Columbia that have legalized medical marijuana, and that's been around for over a decade now, and that's contrary to federal law as well. And we've seen sort of uneven enforcement across the states of that. You know, I live in Colorado, and you hear every now and then about federal officials arresting somebody for growing marijuana. But it's not the case at all that they're, you know, pounding down the doors of every dispensary in Denver, and there are a lot of them.
But recreational,
legalizing, that's a step further. That's clearly a step further than medical marijuana, and we're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
Well, maybe like there's the Defense of Marriage Act, somebody in Congress will introduce the Defense of Prohibition Act so that no state will have to recognize any other states legally purchase marijuana. Let's go on to some other things. California,
sure.
This is a really big one, Prop 30, which was to raise taxes on wealthier residents for education funding, and it passed.
It did pass. They actually had two competing measures that would have raised taxes, both for education. The other one was Prop 38, and it failed. Proposition 30 was a measure championed by Governor Jerry Brown, and it's coming in at about 54% yes right now, so it's looking like it's passing solidly. What it does is temporarily increase the state sales tax for all taxpayers, and then it increases the personal income tax rate for all income amounts in excess of $250,000. So it's only increasing income taxes on those high income earners. And it has a formula that distributes the money, but most of it goes to education, and it will help balance the state budget for the next several years, too.
How much of a landmark vote is this for California, the state that gave us Proposition 13 in the 1970s, where voters really, you know, went to the polls to put limits on their property taxes? I realize this is not as widespread. It's temporary, and it's only on the upper income earners. But is this some kind of a watershed for California going to the polls to raise their taxes?
Well, you know, taxes get raised for education specifically more often than they do for other issues. So I've looked at the tax increase proposals on the ballot going back to 1992, and voters have only approved a total of 36% of those. But if you pull out the ones that address just education, where the money raised by the new tax would primarily benefit education, the passage rate is higher. It's at 41%. So I was not terribly surprised to see some of these education taxes increase. Education in tax increases passed this year. And by the way, California voters approved another tax increase yesterday, too. This one deals with a business tax. It's for businesses that work in California and also in other states, and has the effect of increasing the taxes that they pay in the state of California. And it dedicates that money to clean energy programs and training for clean energy jobs.
Our producer, Paige Cowett, reminds me that Jerry Brown was governor during Prop 13, too. goes around comes around. And our producer, Jody Evergan, just picked up a tweet from Jorge Ramos from Univision, who has an interesting implication to the marijuana legalization referendum. He writes, a question for Latin America. Why do we kill ourselves in the drug war when the U.S. just legalized drug use? So that we will leave that for other people to answer, but certainly a relevant thing if a couple of states are legalizing recreational marijuana use. There was also in California Prop 34 to end the death penalty in the state. Mm-hmm. Did it pass?
No, it did not. That one did not pass. Let me get you the latest total on that one. I've got that at 47.3% yes. And California is pretty close to finishing up their vote count there. For all but their provisional ballot. So that one is not going to pass.
And also in California, much watched by the environmental and clean foods community, the measure to require labels on most foods that contain genetically modified ingredients, which Monsanto and other major food companies spent millions to defeat. Result?
Not passing.
Not
that
passing.
That was at about 47%. And that was on the ballot earlier in the decade in Oregon and did not pass there either.
Labels for GMO foods lost in a popular vote.
Lost in a popular vote, yes.
What was the argument, if there was an argument, that carried the day on that?
You know, the arguments that I saw, a lot of it centered around the fact that the existing organic label that's applied to foods that meet that standard would encompass the GMO labeling requirement. In other words, anything that's grown organically and produced organically, by definition, can't have GMO ingredients in it. There was also the argument made that the science is not fully in on the impact of genetically modified ingredients. Of course, the European Union has decided otherwise, but in the U.S., there's the opinion that the science is not really firmed up on that yet.
All right. We're talking about ballot initiatives and referenda and ballot questions around the country with Jenny Bowser from the National Conference of State Legislatures. Georgia. A measure passed that would approve a constitutional amendment to revamp the process of establishing charter schools. It would create a new commission that would make those decisions. The Koch brothers heavily supported this measure, which won. Explain what it actually changes.
So they already have charter schools in Georgia, but individual school districts have the main authority to decide whether or not a charter is granted for a school. And this really centralizes that process with the State Board of Education and a commission that would approve the charters. So it standardizes it statewide instead of leaving the authority in individual school districts.
By the way, going to throw in this just in, another big win for the Democrats in the U.S. Senate. John Tester has now been declared the winner in Montana. That was so close. But Tester retains his seat. But let's keep on with these ballot questions. Maryland, voters endorsed a ballot measure allowing in-state tuition at public colleges for illegal immigrants. Massachusetts,
yes.
There's an initiative that would allow doctors to prescribe medicine to end a terminally ill patient's life, and another to eliminate state criminal and civil penalties for the use of medical marijuana. How did the doctor-assisted suicide do in Massachusetts?
Well, I'll tell you, that one is running really close right now, and they are not finished counting ballots in Massachusetts. The last count I saw, though, had it at 49.3% yes, and that had about 92% of the ballots counted. So that one is looking like it's headed toward failure, but that is not decided quite yet.
New Jersey, lest we forget New Jersey. Voters were voting on whether the state should sell $750 million in bonds to upgrade and expand colleges and universities. So if Californians were voting on taxing for public education, New Jerseyans were voting on borrowing for public education.
Yeah.
And even though that's local to us, I haven't seen that result. Have you?
That has passed. And bond measures, by and large, are passing nationwide, and that's generally true. There's one question in Maine. It's just $11.3 million for higher education capital improvement projects that appears to be failing, and otherwise all of the other statewide bonds are headed toward passage. They add up to about $3.9 billion nationwide.
Michigan had an initiative that would require a two-thirds majority in both state houses or a statewide vote in order to increase taxes, similar to laws in California. I guess that's like Proposition 13, but for Michigan. And?
Yes, yeah, that failed. Michigan voters had a very negative attitude toward ballot questions yesterday. I'll tell you, the only measure that they approved is one that rejects the emergency manager law that the legislature passed last year. And other than that, they have turned down every single initiative on their ballot this year, including that bridge that everybody was talking so much about over the last couple weeks.
In Montana, where John Tester was just declared the winner in the Senate race, there was a ballot measure that would require the parents of a minor seeking an abortion to be notified. So a parental notification referendum in Montana. Did it win?
That one did. Another abortion question on the ballot in Florida, though, failed. The Florida question would have prohibited the use of public funds for abortion.
A proposed constitutional amendment in Oklahoma would wipe out affirmative action in the state, and it passed. What does it actually stop?
Well, what it does is say that the state cannot use national origin, race, those sorts of things in deciding. It's race, color, sex, ethnicity, or national origin in relation to public employment, public education, or public contracting. So that means that universities can't use affirmative action and that contracting and state hiring can't rely on affirmative action.
And in our last 20 seconds, Virginia had a very interesting vote on a law that would restrict the use of eminent domain and define the right to private property as fundamental. Does that mean they can't condemn a block to build railroad tracks?
Well, you know, I am not super deep on this one, but it does place some restrictions on how the state can use eminent domain, and voters did approve that.
Well, maybe it would be harder to build the Virginia Barclay Center than it was in Brooklyn under what they passed there. This has been so informative. I know our listeners were eating this up. Jenny Bowser, senior fellow at the National Conference of State Legislatures, thank you for running down all these ballot initiatives with us.
It's been my pleasure.